Hi, this is Roland. I want to welcome all my new listeners on the mighty KFNX 1100 in the Phoenix, Arizona metropolitan area. Welcome all of my new listeners there and also my new listeners on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio 1150 Seattle, Washington. I have a special offer for you folks who are brand new listeners. You can get a free ebook. I've written some wonderful books, 16 of them actually. My most popular book is called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. I talk about how to let go of resentment, how to forgive. What is required of men? Men, you need to be more than just, bringing home money and sitting in the living room watching TV. There's a lot more to being a husband and a father. I've got several chapters devoted especially for men and some special chapters devoted to women, about unhappiness in marriage, and my husband and I don't have anything in common, so on. A lot of really good stuff based on 25 years of counseling people on the radio. If you'd like to get a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, just go to talktoroland.com. That's www.talktoroland, R-O-L-A-N-D.com, talktoroland.com.
And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland, I'm your host. I'm your host for a very, very special program. Welcome. Yes, indeed. I'm a very special, I was going to say very special person. No, I'm not. I'm just a regular person, but I have a very special program. My purpose here is to offer the kind of help that really helps. You know, how many of you have received help that didn't help? You received help and it didn't really help. It was condescending. It was nice. It was kind of mild-mannered and pleasant and well-meaning and, you know, all that kind of stuff, but it didn't really help. Now, that's what I'm here for. First of all, let's clear up who I am. My name is Roland. I'm a regular person, and I also happen to be a pastor, but I don't have a church. I'm a pastor to people on the internet. I'm a pastor. There used to be somebody down in Southern California, I think, who called himself Pastor to the Stars. Pastor to the Stars. There was a Dr. Henry Beeler, who was a doctor to the stars. Dr. Henry Beeler, a very nice doctor. He treated many movie stars a long time ago. I have one of his books. It's called Food is Your Best Medicine. Very good book, by the way. But so who am I? Am I pastor to the stars? Am I pastor to the addicts? Pastor to the prostitutes? Pastor to the homeless people? Pastor to the down and out? Pastor to the lonely people? Pastor to the people who, would rather sit in front of their computer than be out talking to people because people always hurt them? People trick them and abuse them and take advantage of them and lie to them and fool them and all that kind of stuff. Well, perhaps I am. Perhaps I am. You know, it's an amazing thing. I've been on the air for 24 years now. Many of those years I've been on the air in the San Francisco Bay Area. I was on the air for many years on a kind of a New Age stage. Oh yes, I'm pastor to the New Age people. Pastor to the agnostics. I'm pastor to people who don't know, who really don't know, but they're interested in finding out about life, the meaning of life. But anyway, I was on a New Age. It was called, It was called the Personal Growth. It used to be a station in San Francisco. It still is, but they used to have a big personal growth section, like 4 or 5 hours every day. It was really cool. And I was right there. And I wasn't a pastor at that time, but I was on the air there for many, many years. And of all the years that I was on, you know, I think maybe I got maybe one letter, maybe one letter. Maybe I didn't even get one letter or one. Back then, people sent letters or emails, but I only got one response from the areas, you know, where the rich people live, or the upper middle class and upper class, and, you know, more expensive areas, you know, Marin County and so on. Only one response from there. I don't think I ever got a dollar from anybody there. Maybe I got one. Maybe one person ordered the meditation, I don't remember, but I got a lot of response from people in the poor neighborhoods. Yes, yes. People who are down and out, down on their luck, people who are just barely surviving, you know, with maybe some kind of a disability pension or maybe with some kind of a help program. Yes, indeed. Yes, I talk to those kind of people because I'm honest and I'm not phony. And they can sense, because they've been fooled a lot, they can sense someone who's being honest and who's not being phony. My name is Roland. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to learn the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland, and so I am pastor to the stars, pastor to the prostitutes, pastor to the drug addicts and former drug addicts, pastor to the alcoholics, pastor to the people on welfare, pastor to the people on disability pensions, pastor to the homeless people, that's right, pastor to the square pegs in a round hole, people that just don't fit in, people, pastor to the backsliders. That's right. Pastor to the backsliders. And the former thises and the former thats. Welcome. Welcome to my program. What do I have? First of all, I have some nice meditations. I have a 5-minute meditation which is free. It helps you to get out of, helps you to cope with stress, helps you to calm down and get centered, helps you to see the forest for the trees. You know how when something's wrong, like if we're sick, or we have relationship problems or financial problems or work problems or something, we get all caught up in the symptoms. Sometimes it's good to be able to take a step back and look at things in the clear light of truth. Well, that's what my meditation helps you to do. 5-minute meditation is really good and it's free. So just visit one of my websites. Visit talktoapastor.org or TalkToRoland.com. TalkToRoland.com. That's easy to remember, isn't it? TalkToRoland, R-O-L-A-N-D. TalkToRoland.com. And yes, if you're a new listener, if you're down in Southern California, somewhere down there in Los Angeles or Burbank or Hollywood, Palm Desert, San Bernardino, Compton, you know, anywhere down there, and you're a new listener, okay, and then you hear one of my little commercials that are coming up about one of my books. If you have the book, I'll send you the ebook for free. Just say, I'm a new listener in Hollywood. I'm a new listener in Burbank. Oh, incidentally, if you're up in Seattle, I am also on the air up in Seattle. Different times. I'm on Sunday afternoon, and sometimes the station is very generous. They play me at other times. So if you're hearing me at some time that's not Sunday afternoon, then it doesn't matter when you're hearing me and where you're at. You better write down my website so you can find me, because next time you come to this station, I might not be around. I might be moved to a different time, or may have gone off the air if nobody supports me, you see, if I run out of money. So you want to remember my website so that you can go back to it in case you need the meditation, in case you need one of my books, 16 of them. I've got a book about how Mike solved his mental health issues. He had a whole bunch of them. He had OCD, and he was depressed, and he was shy, and he was fat. Yeah, he was fat. Mike was fat. He's a friend of mine. He doesn't mind my saying that. He was a friend of mine. Incidentally, I used to be fat too, so I have a right to use the word fat. But he lost a lot of weight. Not shy anymore. He doesn't have obsessive compulsive disorder anymore, and he's not depressed anymore. He did it all without meds. So he sent me some letters. I put them all together, and then I helped him to put it together in a book. It's fantastic. Fantastic book. It should be selling like hotcakes. It should be at the top of the bestseller list. Instead, hardly anybody buys it. I don't know what's the matter with people. I don't know. I do not know. Well, yes, I do know. I do know. So this program's not for everybody. You have to be interested in the truth. You have to have suffered. See, you have to have suffered. And having suffered, it didn't drive you into a more psychotic state, but instead it drove you to higher ground where you cry out for answers. You're looking for the truth. Suffering softened your soul, made you soulful and thoughtful. Yes, and suffering also made you resentful. Let's be honest. It made you resentful. You resented them for their phoniness and for their use and abuse and their cruelty and their lack of understanding and their apathy. Have any of you noticed how people are apathetic nowadays? Yeah, no, they're not apathetic about if some sports team wins. No, they're not apathetic about that. But try to talk to somebody about something meaningful, and for the most part, you get the deer in the headlights stare, or you get, a condescending, oh, that's interesting. People are apathetic. But not everybody is apathetic, or some people, yes, some people act apathetic out in public because they're tired of wearing their heart on their shirt sleeves. They're tired of being hurt. So they hide their sincerity, they hide their honesty, they hide their true self, they hide it, you see? But that's what other people are doing too. Other people are also hiding. So everybody's hiding their true self, walking around with plastic smiles on their face. You see, well, that's not good. But anyway, if suffering has made you resentful, but you're willing to look beyond the resentment, and you can see there's something wrong with resentment. You don't want to be resentful. Maybe you are a little bit, but okay, let's put that aside for just a moment. Instead, let's just suffer. Your suffering has driven you to higher ground. Suffering has driven you to ask for answers. And if so, then you have come to the right place. Okay, I told you about my meditations. So if you were to get one of my meditations, I have several. I have my four-part meditation, which is just fantastic. Fantastic. It's so beautiful. You can live the first part of it for free. That's right. And actually, the first part is probably enough. You could get the first part and read a couple of my articles, and it might be all you need. Might be all you need. But the whole thing, I think I charge $10 for it, I think. Maybe. Yeah, I think I charge $10. But you also get three books with it. Or two books in a booklet, so it's hard to beat. Then I have a meditation for anger management. Fantastic. And a special meditation for anxiety. Okay. So these are great. So you need those. You need to get those. Go to my website, talktoapastor.org, or talktoroland.com. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. I said there used to be somebody, and I don't know if that person still exists or not, but he called himself Pastor to the Stars. Well, I'll call myself Pastor to the Bars. Pastor to the Bars. That's right. You see, the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a phony world out there, and that's what you see when you put on the news, when you put on television, you know, out in public. It's a phony world. Phony. Phony. Okay, and cruel. But America's a nice place, though. America's still a nice place. Don't get me wrong. But it needs to be, it could be better. Could be a lot better. If people would listen to me and start to wake up, if people would listen to people like me, start to wake up, maybe try my meditation. See, become more thoughtful, less phony, less resentful. See, more loving, more all that sort of thing. Well, be a much better place. So here I am, Pastor to the Bars. So my point is this. And yes, I'm not. So why did I become a pastor? I don't have a church. I do not have a church. I don't get a salary. I buy the airtime. I actually pay for the airtime myself. I'm just a little guy. I pay for the airtime. This is volunteer. It's all days. It's volunteer. And I'll do this as long as I can until I run out of money or until I drop dead. One or the other. Okay? And so here I am. Take advantage of this while it's here. So if you're up in Seattle, beautiful up in Seattle, beautiful skyline, space, you know, that needle from the World's Fair. Beautiful, beautiful place, beautiful. Everything's beautiful. Beautiful place. A lot of nice people up there. A lot of spiritually minded people. The station that I'm on, Alternative Talk, there's a lot of people there. They're interested in spirituality. Okay, so why do I call myself a pastor? I'm not stuffy. I don't have a church. You know, I don't quote a bunch of chapter and verses, scripture verses at you. No, I don't do any of that. I might occasionally, you know, use a little Bible verse, but just occasionally. Like putting a little pepper on my food, that sort of thing. But I'm just a regular person. Talk to anybody about the truth. It's that simple. If you hear the truth, it has a ring of truth. Doesn't matter what you are, where you're from, what your background is. If you hear the truth, you just kind of know it. That's all. You sense it. Doesn't matter what your age is either. You hear the truth and somehow you know that it's true. You just know in your heart. It's kind of a wordless knowing. You know, I could be there. There could be a conservative guy standing right there with me, and a nice progressive lady, and a nice person from the Middle East there. And somebody from South America and somebody, a Native American person, and there could be a whole bunch of people that are all standing with me, but let's say they all have goodwill. They're people of goodwill. Okay, so there we are, and all of a sudden, we see somebody that's being cruel to a child, being mean to a child, you know, being mean. All of us would see the meanness. Doesn't matter what our religion is, where we're from, we would all see, in the light of truth, we would see the meanness, and we wouldn't like it. We'd see something wrong with being mean to a child. You see that? So all of us who love the truth, we're all brothers and sisters. So that's what I'm here to help you to do. Now, how is it that we fall away from the truth? How do we fall away from our intuition? How come we can't put our spirituality to work? How come it doesn't do us as much good as it ought to? And those of you who are Christian, how come you're not walking on the water? What's gone wrong? Well, something's missing, and I can show you what's missing. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. Here I am. I am your friend, and I speak about truth. I talk about the truth. If I see somebody that's being phony, I see that they're phony. If I see somebody that's being impatient with a child, I see something wrong with that. I see something wrong with it. Was it? It was Hemingway, Ernest Hemingway. You remember him? He was a great writer, very famous writer, a great writer, Ernest Hemingway. And somebody asked him, well, what do you need to be a good writer, to be a good novelist? They asked him, what is it that you need? He said, you need... I forget exactly how he said it, but a really well-made, heavy-duty bleep detector. He didn't use the word bleep either. You need a bleep detector. See, well, if you have a really good bleep detector, then you'll like my program because I tell you the truth here. See, what do? I point out error. More than anything else, I point out errors. And when I point out the error, you can see the error for yourself in the light of truth. You see how that works? See, I was thinking the other day, a lot of times, for example, I'll listen to, you know, spiritual radio or Christian radio or something, and they're saying things, and I say, well, that's right. You know, that's right. But then I wonder, why is it that what they're saying doesn't have any effect? It's because they're talking much about the truth. They're talking about goodness and kindness and greatness and glory and wonderfulness and inclusiveness and all these wonderful terms, and they're talking about those. See, but what needs to be pointed out is error. Hey, you're being somebody's being phony. Hey, you know, you're being impatient with your child. Hey, you're resentful. Hey, you're judgmental. See? Well, that's what we need. And then if that person sees it, see, that's a wake-up call for them. That's their moment of truth. If they see that what you're saying is true and they say, yes, you're right. I am being impatient with my child. And they're sorry in their heart about that. Well, then that's their moment of truth. That's where they turn their life changes for the better. See how that works? They see their own error in the light of truth. So now do you see why the world is the way it is? Because people don't want to admit they're wrong. They don't want to admit they're wrong. People want to play God. They want to be God. And so they don't like God. See? And not only that, but they don't want to admit they're wrong. They want to be right like God. But some of us see something wrong with that, and we're willing to be sorry when we see the truth about ourselves after a great deal of suffering, perhaps, and we start to get better. It's that simple. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Okay, so you're going to do anything. What do they say? Faith without works is dead. So are you going to do something? Are you going to go to my website? Are you going to get the meditation? If you've been listening for a while, are you going to say thanks, Roland? Are you going to send a donation to help me so I can stay on the air? Are you going to do anything? I certainly hope you will. I certainly hope so. It could be good for you to do something good for me. Could be good for you. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by going to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.